This is Spotlight from the Mac Weekly. This audio spotlight was produced by me, Lindsay Smith, but the interview is the work of the wonderful and smart Heather Johansson. She sent something like this.
Okay, I found this on the web for Spotlight.
So under the metaphorical spotlight this week, we have Josh and Rothan. This is Josh.
My best work ever was a comment regarding winter ball tickets.
And this is Rothan.
I will say, when I was MCSG Overlord...
Here's how Josh and Rothan met, according to Rothan.
My first memory was like walking into the dorm and looking into the lounge area and seeing Josh in a tank top shaving his head. And I just thought, wow, this boy is violently American. He's just in his tank top shaving his head. That's what I expected American college to be like, I guess.
Josh and Rothan were both RAs. They'll let you in on a little secret on how to get hired as an RA. Are you writing this down? Pretend to be a good listener.
We definitely both made clear to them that Dupre was our first preference, I think, because we had lived there and stuff. And I guess we have to do all those stupid RA application activities.
They're great. Yeah, there's like an RA group tryout.
Yeah, and then when the next year when we have to evaluate people doing it, that's exactly all the categories are, like, good listener. So, like, you just have to say things like, yeah, that's my opinion, but you might have a great perspective on this. Like, go on. And they're just like, yeah, it's very good. And that's how you get hired to be an RA.
Of course, when you're doing it, you're like, okay, no, of course we're not going to surround the egg with the cotton balls and then try to make a parachute out of the tissue paper. That's not going to work, obviously. Like, I know what's best, but you you push that down and you bring out your...
Yeah, you're right. Inside. Mm-hmm.
Well, we like to taunt one another for sure. We're very competitive.
Yeah, we are quite competitive.
Except about... We don't compete about... school or any sort of brainy thing or athletics or humor or anything, because that just wouldn't be fair.
Josh isn't very good at any of those things. We're now becoming competitive about, we're invested in this new board game. We decided we wanted to buy a really complicated board game, like, you know, lots of pieces and cards and stuff.
The game's called Mage Knight. I mean, there are a ton of elements you have to understand. There are...
mana crystals.
There are, which you can collect, but you don't want to collect more than three. I mean, there's spells, there's artifacts, there's dungeons, monasteries,
and
a draconum.
A draconum, yeah.
Marauding orcs.
Yeah.
So we haven't played in a while. It takes, like, way too long to play.
It takes at least 2 hours to play a game. And the first time we played, it took us 2 hours to set up as well.
Set up the board.
It was kind of cool being a junior president, obviously. I mean, it was a weird year for me. I feel like my priority shifted a lot that year. I was just more into school, and then MCSG was kind of a huge time suck thing, especially with like all the drama that went on that year with like Emperor and whatnot. And like, I don't know, obviously MCSG has its problems and stuff, but like it is also something that like a few people put like 12 to 14 hours work into a week, and it's like, obviously kind of thankless, but I mean, I think it's the nature of the job. I don't think, like, MCSG people need more attention or anything, but...
I would have to say that, of course, Rothan being president was thrilling for me. He was president concurrently with probably the biggest campus political debate in our 4 years here, which was the Emperor referenda.
You know, like, in Lord of the Rings, where the King of Rohan's been, like, diseased and like poisoned, and there's like an evil advisor whispering in his ear. That's sort of the relationship we had. I was trying to do school and Josh was whispering evil things in my ear.
There's a robust array of public information out there that anyone can access, and most people don't do, which I think is a shame. So I make it a point, not only because I'm nosy and I just want to know things, but also as a civic duty, honestly, to seek out information that is of public interest and that is publicly available and to avail myself of it. were we both on Frisbee? Rothen gave it a try.
I played for one semester. Josh is party captain. Fun fact, three of the last four MCSG presidents have lived with Frisbee party captains.
That's actually really interesting.
Huh, that is interesting. It was also interesting when Heather asked Josh and Rothen about Jim Hoppe, our beloved dean of students, and they absolutely gushed.
Well, I was on MCSG, obviously, for 3 years, and when you're vice president or president, you get to meet with him once a week, plus he comes to executive meetings, plus he comes to MCSG meetings, and I was vice president sophomore year and president senior year, so he saw a lot of me. And we sort of kept in touch. We, like, got some meals together and stuff. He's biggest loss for the McAllister community, frankly. They've made a huge mistake.
Yeah, I don't know him well, but he is, even for someone I don't know, he is a reassuring presence on campus. Knowing that he is around and will jump into a crisis wholeheartedly, without hesitation, and yeah, with the most professionalism is just great to keep in mind always. So we're going, but we're sad to know that he's going.
So if you're a prospective first year and you're listening to this, go to Emerson's College in Boston, because Jim Hoppe will be there.
Jim Hoppe will be there. Wow.
What a question.
What's next for our friendship?
We're probably not going to be in the same city next year.
Probably not next year. We might just take 20 years off. I mean, I think he's, you know, Rothen, wherever we end up, will always be a great, like, fake uncle for my children.
Yeah.
Like, we'll go to his house, and he'll, Uncle Rothen! And he'll, like, come here, sit on my lap.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff.
Okay, this is the part of Spotlight where I normally come at you with advice, read the whole Mac Weekly, blah blah, but I've had a change of heart. The Mac Weekly is printed on paper with ink, and if you touch it, your hands will get all dirty. You know the scene in Downton Abbey where the servants are ironing the newspaper so that when Lord Grantham reads it at breakfast, he doesn't get ink on his clean hands? Well, the point is that you probably don't have a servant to iron the Mac Weekly before you read it. You probably don't even know anyone who owns an iron. So don't pick up a copy unless you want splotchy ink all over your spotless mitts.